here's a story from The World.
I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World from PRX and GBH. We return now to the confrontation between Israel and Gaza. Today, the Israeli military carried out a series of deadly airstrikes in Gaza, targeting the militant group Hamas. At one point, a 13-story building used by Hamas leadership was hit. Then the building collapsed. Israeli officials say they had warned occupants beforehand to leave. Later, a sustained barrage of rockets was fired by militants in Gaza, the city of Tel Aviv. Israel's anti-missile defense system intercepted many of the incoming rockets. Early reports said at least one Israeli woman was killed outside of Tel Aviv. At least 28 Palestinians were also killed today, according to health officials in Gaza. This is the most serious outbreak of fighting in years between Israel and Hamas. The World's Ariel Osaran joins me now. Ariel, you're in Tel Aviv. Where were you when the sirens began ringing out warning of incoming rockets?
Yeah, Marco. So I was actually driving with my wife to a family event east of Tel Aviv. And we heard the sirens also on the radio and also outside. And what we did is we followed protocol. We stopped the car on the side of the road. We got out. We laid on our stomachs. And I could see dozens of rockets right over our heads. And many of them, if not all, were intercepted by the Iron Dome system.
And Ariel, explain what Iron Dome is.
So the Iron Dome is one system out of many that is intended to intercept short-range rockets. What it does is it identifies rockets that are expected to hit populated areas. And those rockets, it sends a projectile and it intercepts it midair before it can hit that area.
And what is happening in and around Tel Aviv right now? What do people do when those sirens go off?
Well, Tel Aviv is more distant from Gaza than the towns that are closer, that have been suffering hundreds of rockets throughout the day. In Tel Aviv, they have a minute and a half to reach bomb shelters. Not all buildings do have these shelters. If they don't, people are instructed to go to the stairwell and just wait until the siren is gone. But there are people who are intending on sleeping in bomb shelters today, and school in the Tel Aviv area was canceled for tomorrow, and activity in the Ben Gurion airport, which is the main airport, international airport of Israel, activity has been halted as well.
When was the last time this happened, Tel Aviv under attack?
So, you know, throughout the years, there have been rounds of escalation between Israel and Hamas. Usually, there's different gradual levels of escalation. So usually the smaller rounds will be rockets towards the southern town area. But in Tel Aviv, it hasn't been like this since 2014, the last biggest confrontation between the sides.
And Ariel, what are Israeli leaders saying about what comes next? And what do you think that means for people in the Gaza Strip?
So Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu just gave a first announcement, and he said that this current operation will take time, in his words, and he warned Hamas leaders that they will pay a heavy price. This is very aggressive rhetoric and signals further escalation that will ensue in the next couple hours and days. It's hard to see how things will calm down in the next few days. And adding to that, the Israeli military is mobilizing large forces to its southern border with Gaza, and it just announced drafting 5,000 reserve duty soldiers to deal with this current situation. And in Gaza, fear is extremely heightened. I mean, people there, they don't have bomb shelters, they don't have air raid sirens warning them of impending attacks. So this is going to be a very tense few hours and perhaps days on both sides of the border.
The World's Ariel Osaran in Tel Aviv. Thank you very much and be safe.
Thanks, Marco.